Tufail says, we in Kashmir live in joint family, but you seem to support nuclear families. Akhi, I don't support any weapons of mass destruction. But I think he means that moving out of the house. So then how is it possible to serve parents when we live separately? Please reply in details. First of all, if you look at the time of the Prophet ﷺ and the companions, you will find that they, once got married, lived in a separate house. The most famous example, Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, with Ali ibn Abi Talib. Once they got married, they moved out. And they lived in a separate quarters. Now, it is very good of you to think of the welfare of your parents. They have rights over you. But at the same time, your wife has rights over you. And we never heard that the companions used to live with their parents in their houses. Maybe there is an exception where Jabir ibn Abdullah ibn Haram, may Allah be pleased with him, and with his father, when his father was martyred, he got married to a woman who was not a virgin. And the Prophet ﷺ asked him, why did you choose someone who was previously married instead of picking a virgin like you? And he explained that he did not want, he had a number of sisters, children, and he did not want to bring another child to them who did not know how to take care of herself, let alone of others. So he brought someone who is a bit mature, older, and wiser. So this is the only exception where we find maybe in the Sunnah that a companion lived with his wife, with his family. So the wife lived with her in-laws. To make this the norm as it is being practiced in the subcontinent, whether it's Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, etc., this is wrong. Meaning that in 1 out of 1,000, you will find that the parents are really too old and need help and assistance. But in normal cases, in 999 cases out of 1,000, this is not the case. You will find the in-laws, the parents, are healthy and strong and can do everything on their own. Yet the culture mandates that when the son gets married, he brings his wife to serve in the house. She's not a maid. She's not a servant. You married her to serve you as a husband and your children, but not your parents and not your sisters and siblings. And we know that in such joint families, there isn't anything as hijab, because the brother-in-law is exposed to the sister-in-law and they mix, and sometimes catastrophes take place. And I have lots of stories of such mixing, because this is what the Prophet ﷺ warned us of when he said that beware, do not enter upon women folk. So a man stood up and said, oh Prophet of Allah, what about the in-laws, my brother-in-law, my uncle, etc., to meet and mix with my wife? The Prophet said, the in-law is death. So if you want death to approach your wife and you feel that is normal, then you allow your brother or your uncle, who is not a mahram to her, to mix with her. This is crystal clear in Islam. So she has to have her own separate quarters, composed of one room, a bathroom, and a kitchen. Whether it's separate home, or it's an annex of the house, where it is isolated, if she doesn't want to see any of your family the whole day, the whole week, the whole month, this is her right. She's not obliged to cook for them, to clean for them. Your mom is not entitled to control your wife. This woman was free when you married her. What right does your mother have to control her? Where she goes and where she doesn't? what she buys and what she doesn't. What right do your sisters have to go into her room without her permission and use her jewelry, use her clothes, or snoop around like so many do? This is not fair. This is un-Islamic. So you have the option, either live separately or live in an annex of the house, or in the one out of a thousand case when your parents are really in need of care, you have to please your wife and take her permission. The vast majority of women, when they see that her father and mother-in-law are vulnerable and weak and need assistance, they would volunteer. The vast majority. But when they're not in need and you force her to live with that, this is un-Islamic, and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best.